This is the Kinky Cast, an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 110 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Views expressed are not representative of the management of the Kinky Cast. We welcome guests with opposing viewpoints. Today, our guest is Brian Baldacious. Here's your hosts, Woody and the Beast.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to another edition of the Kinky Cast. Today in the studio next to me is the Beast. Hey, Beast, what do you know?
I am feeling 200 million percent better than I have, Woody.
You have been down hard with this thing.
Oh, you missed some of the more fun stuff. Me and Kate, just this past weekend, she was showing me, what was it, puppy, monkey, baby?
Yes, yes.
And I got to laughing so hard and coughing and laughing that I honestly thought I was going to pass out. It was graying. I was seeing the world close in on me.
Well, we missed you behind the microphone here for a couple of weeks, but we're glad to have you back.
Being able to breathe is such a wonderful
thing. It is.
Woody, we have a very interesting person on the line. And
when you say interesting, that intrigues me.
When I was telling you a little bit about him on the pre-show, you were what?
I was holding tight, put it that way.
Yes, you were. We have Brian Baldacious with us.
Hello.
Hello, Brian. And before we even start, I want to make a quick disclaimer. Do not try what Brian does at home.
No, you probably shouldn't.
It could lead to serious injury. Now, Brian, you've run a whole host of websites under the FetLovin.com.
Yes, that's now, correct.
And you want to spell that website so people get it right?
FetLovin, FetLovin.com.
Some of those topics that you have video clips for are?
Ball busting and CBT is where we started in 2011. And last year we branched out into face sitting, ass appreciation, ass loving. And then, of course, the other one is cock sucking, cum loving.
So you have a little empire of some great fets here then.
Mm-hmm.
You have some great titles on the screen, workout with balls, testicle wrestling.
Right.
Cutting open testicles. I'm starting to hold on tight now. Squish the balls. My.
Brian, the interesting thing is you are actually the star of several of these clips, aren't you?
I'd say, you know, definitely the majority of them. It's probably in the 80s, somewhere in the 80 percentile as far as the ball busting stuff. It's really tough to find guys for this.
I wonder why.
It is a very, very small community. When I first ran across you, I was looking at some of the Fet Life threads that you were in, and I'm noticing how sparse the comments were and the number of participating men. And I think it's even more interesting, you are a heterosexual male.
Yes. Yeah, there is definitely a strong gay side to it.
And I was seeing more of the gay side than I was the head side. How does a man get into this?
You know, that's a question I've always dealt with, and I've never been able to fully, you know, satisfactorily answer it to myself. I don't know. Going back to middle school, there's always this guy who used to get, you know, kicked in the nuts by this girl. He'd always piss her off, and he'd always wind up on the floor holding his nuts in the cradle fetal position, and there'd be a whole bunch of people just surrounding him, and he'd be moaning, and I don't know. I thought that was kind of hot for some reason.
And then he'd do it again.
And then he would do it, but he didn't like it. It's just, I don't think he did anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But later on, in my first marriage, we would play these little rape games, and we'd play like the rapist, and then I would toy with her, you know, getting her hands around my nuts and stuff, and like, I'm the rapist, and she's got my nuts, and that's the end of raping. Now she's raping me.
flip the tables there that you did.
Right. So that was always made, you know, sex more interesting whenever we would play that game.
So over time, you just realize you like intense stimulation to your package.
Right. I mean, most of my nuts. I don't really like a lot of pain in my, you know, my dick or anything like that. Although I did get it pierced, which really, really hurt, and it wasn't pleasurable.
What piercing did you get?
An apodravia all the way through.
I don't know that one.
Help us.
Yeah, it's a, you know, like the Prince Albert. It's a piercing underneath.
Right.
Well, this one goes all the way through to the top of the head. So it goes through the urethra twice, you know, in and out. So I got a bar that goes all the way through.
Is it a small bar?
Up to an 8 gauge, and I'm working.
That is not a small bar.
No, the piercing was, I think at the time, it was a 14 or a 12, and I've moved up. And I want to get it up, you know, to 00 or bigger so that you can put like a stiletto shoe through it. And
does this block the urethra flow at all?
It does. You know, you got a little bit of stuff dribbling out the sides, and I might be relegated to sitting down all the time in the future.
Okay.
I don't know.
More like a sprinkler system.
Yeah.
The length of the bar had to be chosen very carefully, didn't it?
About an inch is where it's at. I had to play around with that. I was going between 3/4 inch to an inch. The very first one they gave me was, I think, an inch and a quarter or an inch and a half. I forget.
So if you went with a half inch, it becomes a chastity device also then.
No, it really just squeezes everything down, yeah.
Oh, you are my hero here. So what did the women think of that particular piercing from the from their side?
Well, a recent shoot we had with Cameron D, she was like, oh, that's so super, you know, that's hot. You know, she jerked me off and it was coming out, you know, the piercings, and she was just really turned on by that.
so she had the whole sprinkler effect going on here.
Yeah, when you come, it comes out all the holes. So she really thought that was hot.
I'm trying to visualize oral sex with this.
I know I haven't tried it with oral sex. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, just vaginal sex with my wife, she doesn't really like it too much. She says it scrapes her internally.
I could imagine, yeah.
But I have a couple of female bottoms that I play with. This might be almost worth the pain. Wait a minute. What
Not
am I
for
saying?
You. No,
what
no,
am I
no.
saying? What am I saying? I would need so much alcohol and, yeah, okay, ether and all sorts of things. But you go much, much beyond. The ball busting, that takes a form of knees to the groin and kicks to the groin and so forth.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, the kicks, knees, and then you do the kicks in a lot of different positions. You want to be, you know, bent over, forward facing, and then, you know, running kicks. And yeah, we try to mix it up. You know, we even do some where we jump up in the air and the girl lifts her knee up as you're coming down.
Ouch.
You have that multiplier effect going on there. The gravity plus her knee coming up at the same time, hitting your balls right there.
Okay. Now, there is a different sensation to each one, I presume.
There is, yeah.
And which is your personal preference?
As far as the ball busting?
Yeah.
Those two different things, CBT and ball busting.
Yeah, the ball busting. We will get to the things that will make many of our listeners cross their legs in a moment. This is still the soft core stuff.
Okay, yeah. I have a slight foot fetish, so I do like bare feet, you know, hitting my nuts.
And do you have a favorite performer, or is that too dangerous or area to get into?
Well, the best performers are the ones that really like it themselves. You know, like their sexual sadists, they get turned on by inflicting testicle pain. So, and there's not too many of them out there.
And those are some of the ones that you're out to recruit, of course, for your site.
Right. And there's a thing, you get an attraction to those kind of girls, and then if you're attracted to them, you can generally take a lot more pain than you can to others that you're not attracted to.
Now, your own wife is one such woman, isn't she?
It's funny because she was doing this before we met.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this is Tessa Von Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing this, and you were doing this before you got married. And it was kind of a perfect storm here when you got married.
And we didn't even know it.
All right. Tessa Von Kicks is your wife, and she's very much into this female sadism. And she is your co-producer on many of these shoots?
Yes. Yeah, she has a full-time job, but in between, she'll help me do video work, a little bit of editing here and there. And it helps me out with ideas a lot.
It's always great to have a helping partner.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have got into this, quite frankly, if it wouldn't have been for her support.
Now, we do the ball busting with the kicking. Now, we also do some more intense experiences. Mm-hmm. And what are some of those more intense experiences that you have videos of on your site and that you personally partake of?
The needles. That's the most intense that I've gone to.
That is, for our listeners, describe what's happening.
We're basically taking anywhere from a 25 to an 18 gauge needle and putting it directly into the testicles and many times all the way through the testicle where it comes out the other side.
And the difference is when they come out all the side, we call that skewering. Is that correct?
Skewering, yes. Yeah, just like a shish kebab or something, you know.
And this is one at a time or several at a time?
I did a scene with Jolene the Valkyrie and Miss Tiffany over the summer. And they were doing it two at a time. They was each taking a needle and sticking it in. They both took a nut, you know, their own nut. And yeah, I was getting hit multiple times with them.
And you got quite a few needles in on those and on that shoot, I believe.
Yeah, that one was 29, and then they had a saline injection on top of that.
Inflation.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit different. There is saline inflation of the scrotum, mm-hmm. where you can put in, and I've done this, where you put in a liter of fluid saline.
A liter in your ball sack. Think about that, guys.
Yeah, that's a quart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
But the actual testicle injection is they're injected anywhere from 6 to 10 cc's directly into the testicle.
And the result is for you?
It's a lot of pressure on the inside. If you can think of your nut, how it feels when it gets squeezed, think of that in the reverse of it being pushed out. It hurts the same way.
So blue balls is a is a common occurrence for you, I think.
Well, with that, yeah, you're getting a lot of internal pressure on your inside the testicle pushing out, so you've actually got that explosion wanting to happen because there's just too much pressure inside your testicle. But your body, over the course of 10 to 15 minutes, it absorbs it and the pressure goes away.
So this is very, very much something they can repeat over time then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, I did see on your FET page that you have the pepperoni and the cheese
discussion. Yeah.
And that is showing that that people thinking that these needles don't do any damage when they go through. They actually do potentially take tissue out, don't they?
Potentially. I mean, and I try to be scientifically pure, so I've never done this test on real testicles. I mean, I've had it done to myself, but I've never looked for the tissue and the needles and stuff. So cheese and meat, it's kind of like doing an experiment on a rat, when you're comparing it to a human. You're not 100% there yet, but, you've got some pretty good evidence suggesting that, yes, it does indeed take tissue.
For our listeners, there's a series of pictures on Brian's FET profile of needles being used to pierce pieces of meat and pieces of cheese and then showing the cores that are left in them. So this is very intense stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, the fetish, I mean, a lot of the people that are into this are into castration and total, testicle annihilation, so...
And you play that up several times in your various videos, don't you?
I do, and I have that same fantasy that may one day actually turn into reality. I don't know. It's one of those things that you kind of play with.
Now, I think that I read something where Tessa was commenting that she expects you to lose one at 45 or so and another one at 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a 1,000 video special, and... we talked about that. And I think she did that in one of her blogs, too, talking about that.
It's not an uncommon fantasy, but a lot of people, it stays in the realm of fantasy. And you are making the risk every time you go and shoot, aren't you?
Especially for the needle stuff. The ball busting, even though you take a lot of hard kicks, it's your balls do get out of the way most of the time. And there's been some other DOMs that I've talked to in San Francisco, and they have blogs and stuff as well. And they say the most time they've ever seen any kind of damage is if the ball's got nowhere to go and they're just up against a hard board or something and someone's stomping down on it.
But now, Brian, some of your videos is just that.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I remember a video that I saw a clip for. You have a standing stand, is that right?
Yeah, they stand on the balls.
Yeah, and it's got a piece of glass under it where the camera can film up through, is that correct?
Yeah, I built that last summer.
And you have some of the most lovely women, I will say that.
Yeah, I do. I will have to say that coming to Vegas made that happen.
You have a lot of talent out there.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get more if California rules on the OSHA thing.
There's an OSHA ruling pending for the porn industry?
Yeah, tomorrow they're having hearings, and I believe, I don't know if it's San Francisco or Sacramento, but yeah, California may be going on the condom law statewide.
Oh, that would definitely shift the industry to other places then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Laura Jensen, she was here today shooting, and she's going to be testifying tomorrow on that hearing. And she's not hopeful. She said that it looks like they've got the votes to go make it a condom law, in California statewide.
That would be a huge, huge industry that the state would be losing.
California is good at putting the kibosh on some very good running things.
Yeah, they are. So the stand, you are perched on the stand, and your testicles are on this plate, and then what happens?
The girl, stands, and we do some stuff like acrobat stuff. So they get their leg up, one leg up in the air, so that the viewer knows that indeed all of her weight is on the testicles, the 1 foot. And sometimes if they're a light girl, I'll have them bounce up and down just to make it fair. Cause some of the bigger girls, I don't want them bouncing up and down because they are really too big. I don't think my balls would take 180. Well, I've had a much of 160 pounds.
So this is kind of like a mammogram for the balls.
Yeah, you could say that.
Only with a lot more pressure.
I don't know what a mammogram pushes on a breast.
I don't think it's anything like 160 pounds bouncing on it.
Okay. Well, I don't have 160 pounds. Usually I don't have them bounce. I just have like the, 120 and less do the bouncing.
So, Brian, you are one of the few men in the world that can actually say, I do know what a mammogram feels like.
I guess so, yeah. Never thought of it that way.
Oh, my. And I've seen that these work in individual girls and teams and just all sorts of combinations. And how often do you shoot?
Anywhere from one time a month to five times a month.
It's 5 times a month?
Sometimes, yeah. It's not very common that we shoot that much.
It's got to have healing time in there.
The healing time is for the needles. The ball busting, I can pretty much handle that, once a week. And
now, I do remember that you didn't have hardly enough healing time on at least one of your clips that I was looking at the preview of. They had done needles, and then they were doing vacuum work. And that got rather messy, I think.
Okay, vacuum work. We've got a vacuum bed, and we also did a ball sucking.
Yeah, that was it. They were sucking the balls into like a penis enlarging tube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it got a bit messy. Has started springing new leaks again.
Yes, it did. Yeah, because you're evacuating pressure, and your body. I think what the atmospheric pressure is, like 15 pounds per square inch or something. Yeah. Normally. So your body pushes against that normally at 15 pounds per square inch. Yeah, when you evacuate that pressure from your atmosphere, then your body pushes out, so it expands. And yeah, if you've got any kind of sores or holes from needles or anything.
Holes from needles, yeah.
Then, we did have some blood and stuff leaking out.
So ERs, does your nearest ER know you well, or have there any been any visits? Or
no, I quite frankly am really surprised, but I haven't. There's one just about a mile to our west where we live.
And the family doctor.
I was just going to go there, Beast.
All right, you go there.
Do you have a good relationship with your doc?
No, I don't. I don't. I need to get like a family doctor that I can be honest about all this stuff with, but no.
NCSF professionals may have a doctor that would at least understand what you're doing.
I'm not familiar with that. What's NCSF?
National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. They have a kink aware professional page where they have literally a group of professionals that are open to kink.
Okay.
And it's a great, great resource, from mental health to medical to
legal
to all of the areas in your normal life that you might need a professional for, mm-hmm. that is more understanding, like a poly household setting up the will, you know, mm-hmm. needs a little more understanding than the average lawyer might have.
Right.
So there's been no medical complications for this.
No, I'm going for a fertility test in about a month, and we're going to see whether or not I still have swimmers.
That ought to be interesting.
Now, have you done the a prior fertility test to compare the results?
No, that's the one thing I don't have any prior ones to compare it to. I had a testosterone test about a year and a half ago, and I was in the normal range for my age, which I was really surprised.
Now, you don't do some of the more dangerous things that would that are certain to result in long-term or permanent damage, such as alcohol injections, mm-hmm. and some of those really way out there stuff.
Right, the calcium,
calcium chloride.
Chloride, no.
Yeah.
I don't, and I have a little bit of a different take on that, because I feel like if a woman's going to take your balls, she wants to take a nice, healthy set, you know, from you, not something that's been, you know, whittled down by alcohol.
A trophied away, right?
Right. You want, yeah, a trophy. When you go out and shoot a deer, you want, you know, a 18-point buck. You don't want a 2-point buck.
What have your viewers, have they asked for anything that you have felt that was just too far out there?
Yeah, I've gotten some requests that I'm not ready to, you know, do right now. So, and honestly, though, there are some things that I would be willing to do, but you get the legal problems here in the States that you just can't do it. So,
such as?
Well, anytime you get out a razor and start cutting on skin, you...
Oh, practicing medicine without license, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
And we had a guy in California, what was it, 15, 16 years ago, that went to prison for removing clits of willing women. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, now, if it was legal, I would like to do a scene where they actually cut my scrotum open and pulled the actual testicle out and then stuck needles in the testicle directly and then put it back in and sew it up. I would like to do a scene like that, but...
Beast, close your mouth.
Heart start beating.
I've never seen that look on his face, ever.
That was a scene that I don't think I could watch.
Yeah, well... It gets my blood rolling, so.
And you and your viewers are the important people here.
Yeah.
I do see one that we haven't covered yet that was rather interesting, where your balls are hanging through a hole above the girl. She's got boxing gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ball busting. What was that one like?
Oh, we do those with almost every girl. I call that the sky buster, because you're up overhead and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we do ball boxing and various other things. If you look at my most recent video, we put 16 pounds on my balls, and she jerked me off.
16 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the orgasm part of every shoot or part of the shoots? Or
no, I like to do orgasms if I can, but a lot of it is dependent upon the model, whether or not she's comfortable doing them. And many of them just don't do it, so we don't do it.
That's so unfortunate.
But, you know, there's guys out there that like that. So we try to cater to a wide variety, you know, of tastes.
And how many videos have you shot so far? Any ideas?
Let's see. Today I'm working on number 1120.
1120?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's just on the ball busting site. The other two sites, I actually have a little partnership with another producer, and he actually does the editing on those, and I put them up. So I know we got over 100 there. We're probably around 13-something altogether.
So this is your full-time job now?
Yeah, it has been since 2011.
Well, my hat's off to you.
Absolutely.
The middle of 2011. I was doing some stuff early 2011.
If you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life?
That's true. I will say, though, the editing does get quite tedious.
Yes, we know about editing.
Yes, we do. How many cameras do you work with?
Up to three now.
Wow. So so this is truly a professional operation here.
By definition, yeah. It's...
You're making money at it, but your production values are very high.
Yeah, and I thought about, I got burned out, and I really needed to just take a vacation, which I did this past month. I took a vacation, and I'm glad I did, because I'm really back into it, and I've got all these great ideas now, so the juices are flowing. But, yeah, before this new year started, I was really thinking about selling the business, and I was even, you know, talking to some people about selling it. But the biggest issue with selling something like this is it's hard to find other guys, and I'm kind of the guy who makes it happen. So
yeah, so you sell the business, that means you go with the business? Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not going to go with the business. So
we can look for many more new videos in the future.
Yeah, I got ideas. There's a lot of things I haven't done that I want to build. And we recently, last year, acquired a place that's got a lot of acreage and space and extra little houses and places to do things. So it's just going to be a matter of time before I can get all the stuff built and production value going.
So you're expanding. It sounds very interesting.
Yep. Yeah, we're expanding. And like I said, we rent out to other studios here too.
I want to thank you for talking with us today. This has been most enlightening.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Woody and I will have a hard on for a day or two.
Not me, man.
Mine are somewhere up about my stomach right now. Yeah. We do wish you the best. Listeners, we've been talking to Brian Baldacious of FetLoving.com.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to episode 110 of the Kinky Cast. For more information about this show, go to kinkycast.com. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody, the Beast, and all our Kinky crew, I'm Max. See you next week when we bring you Galen Foose, author and Kinky Counselor.